Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. As always, I am super stoked for today's episode. It's going to be such a good show. We're going to be sitting down with Caleb Hart, an island soul musician, originally from Tobago, but right now he's based out of, I do believe, Vancouver. I saw him at the Cocktails and Jerk Festival in Edmonton, and let me tell you, my mind was absolutely blown with his performance. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, I definitely got to get this dude on the show because it was amazing. We'll talk about some of the songs in particular that like really shattered my entire existence later on in the show. But I always like to just get the show started with just you, Caleb, telling us a little bit about you, your music, and kind of your little shtick.
This is always my least favorite part of being interviewed is talking about myself. But, you know, just an old island soul from Tobago living on Vancouver Island, not Vancouver. But on the island, because island, so, you know, I had to make sure that if I'm in Canada, you know, keep the theme. Just been doing music my whole life. Do music because I love it and I want to spread love in this crazy world. And have been doing it a long time and intend on doing it until I take my last breath. And the music will live on even past that. And that's a blessing.
Absolutely. It really is. And, you know, after seeing you perform, it really did make me realize that there, I feel like, are two main types of like musicians. There's the ones that just go up there, they put up a good performance, they play music, it's good, it's great, it's whatever. But then there are the people that actually put like their heart and their soul into what they're putting out and really do it with a mission. And you can feel that when I saw you up on stage there, and we'll talk about the song Hustle & Bustle in a little bit because I think that might be one of my favorite one of your tracks. But just when everybody came up and to see them all singing and dancing to that song, it was an absolutely magical moment. And I knew right there, I'm like, oh, this is what this guy does. Like, he spreads joy, he shares his soul, and it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful sight to see. First song I want to talk about, I always like to start with just your latest single, No Competition with Obed Psych. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, I mean, so Obed is, he's from Ghana originally. He lives in Vancouver. We met a few years ago at a beautiful BIPOC event in Victoria called Vibes and Verses. And, you know, we never really stayed connected or anything, you know, dapped each other up. Nice to meet you. Good performance kind of vibes. Couple years passes and he sends me a message like, yo, I want to collaborate. So, and I liked him obviously. So, you know, dug a little deeper and he sent me this song idea, you know, and I think he sent me two, but this one was just like, whoa, this is nice, you know? So I told him, I said, bro, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned, this is already a hit, but if you want me to hit on it and, you know, add my little pepper sauce, my little Caribbean vibes, then I would be honored, you know? And he was like, definitely. Well, my Lord, I took 3 months to get back to the guy because I was on tour and he was very patient. He wanted to release it like early this year. He was very patient and stuff, waited for me, finally got it back to him. And then I was in Vancouver for 4 months. So we kind of orchestrated prior to the performance for us to record the music video. It ended up being 29 degrees and sunny in Vancouver. So we got to record the music video, which is doing really well on YouTube and stuff. And yeah, it's just been vibes ever since, you know. Brought him over to Island Fest, Victoria's first Caribbean carnival, and we performed it there, the final song on the Sunday evening. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, so, and then the music says it all, you know. I mean, no competition with nobody, you know. And yeah, I would say instead of me talking about it too much, just go listen to it, or listen to it if you're going to play it. I don't know, but just go listen to it and enjoy and take heed to the message.
Absolutely. We actually are going to listen to it right away here. And then when we come back, I want to talk a bit about your 2019 album 11 and a couple of songs off of that.
You never have no limitations. I don't mind if you win. And when I'm telling you congratulations, God know there are no lines in between. Yeah, Please bless my friends, oh Lord, oh Lord, yeah. When they are blessed, I'm blessed, oh Lord. Now let me hear you say, life's a race, but I'm not running. I like the pace of my own long journey, like the rhythm of my own dumb drumming. Go ahead and overtake me. Life's a race, but I'm not running. I like the pace of my own long journey, like the rhythm of my own dumb drumming. Go ahead and overtake me. Up to no good. So many of them fellas pass and go on, but somehow I made it out, so me happy stand strong. Overcome enough beating and even more cuss. Took a very long time to establish some trust. Couldn't do it by myself, to keep together is a must. Until ash become ash and dust become dust. Life's a race, but I'm not running. I like the pace of my own long journey, like the rhythm of my own dumb drumming. Go ahead and overtake I and I. Life's a race, but I'm not running. I like the pace of my own long journey, like the rhythm of my own dumb drumming. Go ahead and overtake I and I.
I need no competition with nobody. Always stay in my lane, celebrating my wins. I don't want no division with nobody. Ain't no hate in my face. We win when you win.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Caleb Hart, just an island soul here in Canada. He puts his soul out on the stage for everybody to hear and feel, and let me tell you, the music is absolutely magical. I can't stress that show enough. It was absolutely incredible. And one of the songs in particular, I loved the song before the show, but when I actually got to see it live, it put it into a whole new perspective. So I saw Caleb Hart at the Cocktails and Jerk Fest this past September in Edmonton here, and the song Hustle and Bustle, I think that was one of the last ones I think you played in the set, but then when everybody in the festival came up and they were all singing and dancing to the song, and because the song has a premise with, like, I'm just an old island soul and the hustle and bustle's taking its toll, and you really felt that both from you and the audience, and it was such a beautiful thing to witness. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that song?
Yeah, so I wrote that song in 2018, went back home to record my album to Trinidad and Tobago. I was working with a local producer there, Track 7. And there was a massive flood in Trinidad that day. Well, it lasted more than a day, but, and people were stuck and like, you know, on their roofs and all sorts of stuff. We saw the community really get together and band together. And it really made me, you know, reminiscent on how I grew up, which was like that, but how much we've kind of lost that, you know, especially in Western culture. We've kind of lost that community, you know, we're very alone, you know, and then in being alone, we end up hustling, working hard, da da da. And I don't know, you know, how everybody is doing, but for most of the time, we're a little bit sad. We're, you know, and we hustle so hard, and there's not even like a little savings to prove it, you know, often. So it made me reminiscent on the beauty of my culture, and why I love my culture and why I rep it everywhere that I go around the world. So I wrote the song based off of that. And there's little innuendos in there that are pretty powerful. Like in the second verse, I say, the sun had to come out for a shadow to pass. So the sun came out, and the day that the sun came out, a Trinbagonian Calypso legend named Shadow died on that day. So a little innuendos, you know, sun had to come out for a shadow to pass. Still be Dingolé, because his most famous song is Dingolé. And Dingolé is a part of Trinbagonian culture. With a friend or a stranger, listen as the bass man come through the speaker. Bass man was his nickname. So it's a little tribute to Shadow as well. But it's just ironic that his name is Shadow, this Calypso legend. We were dealing with floods and rainfall, and you know, and then the sun came out the day that he died. So an ode to the ones who came before us, which I also mentioned in the song as well. And you know, kind of like an ode to the old days, because I'm just an old island soul, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's the, and it's, I mean, gosh, it's probably my hit, you know what I mean? Like, at least live. The numbers online don't show it as much, but live it's like everybody's favorite song, or at least our top three, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And you could definitely see that, like what I said, when you did that live performance. And because there were a lot of Caribbean people at the festival that, you know, were born in the Caribbean and now live in Canada, you could definitely feel that feeling of like they were missing home a little bit, but then everybody still was able to get together at this festival and celebrate the beauty in the Caribbean culture and the fun. And it was truly amazing. It really was. And you have a music video for that song as well up on YouTube.
One actually filmed in Tobago. Yeah, my friends are dancing and my friends are playing the djembe, and my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, are who did the video. So yeah, family, community thing. I wanted to make sure that the video and the song, you know, align, right? Not just visually, but like I'm telling the truth, you know?
Absolutely. You could definitely see that in the story. I love how it started very like in the city. You get that hustle and bustle. And then kind of by the end, you know, you guys are on the beach dancing by the fire. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Definitely go check out the music video and listen to the song. Even if you're not an island soul, you're going to feel the island soul in the song. It's absolutely beautiful. We'll listen to that one in just a couple minutes here, but first I want to talk about another one of the songs off of album 11 here, and it was Live in the Moment. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, so that's a whole different vibe, different genre, completely different. I mean, yeah, wow. That's, yeah, so I'm a genre blending guy, you know. I like just doing whatever I love. Live in the Moment. What, how could I even talk about this, man? I kind of came up with the baseline with my mouth. I was like, you know, I want something funky. I want something to like, not just saying live in the moment, but like dancey, so that you kind of release your inhibitions and enjoy the moment as well, while not it not being like some cheesy pop song that is just like about, you know, dancing the night away and forgetting all your responsibilities, you know. I would be lying if I wrote a song like that, because I don't live like that, and I like to reflect what I believe is true. So it's like, you know, stop living the moment, strive and fight and watch the seeds that you sow in, right? So be aware of what you're doing, you know, and then responsibilities, you know, we gotta own them, right? So I'm saying yes, live in the moment, let's have a blast. However, that doesn't give us an excuse to be irresponsible and be disrespectful and, you know, etc. So, but while, yeah, still dancing, having a blast and explaining the journey of my life and how I got to the point of learning how to live in the moment rather than not. And then that's featuring Tinila Moore, originally from Trinidad and Tobago, based, honestly, I don't even know where she is now. She lives all around the world. And yeah, I mean, she gave her little pepper sauce to my song. And then we recorded a music video for that on the streets of Trinidad. And that was really cool too, because we went like into, I don't want to say the ghetto, you know, to make it sound like something, but, you know, into the city, the inner city, and recorded it, you know, in the basketball courts and stuff like that. And it was a really, really cool experience, especially as a Tobagonian. I'm from the small island, so it was actually kind of unique for me to do something like that, you know. but live in the moment.
I love that. And honestly, I do just love the song in general. I felt like it was such a jam, and you're right. It definitely does encapsulate that, like, it is important to live in the moment and have fun and enjoy life, but also don't be a douchebag about it.
And then the third verse, I forgot about this because I haven't performed it in a long time, but the third verse is like one of my heaviest ever. It's Dread. It's like one of my favorites. So yeah, definitely take heed to that as well if when you're looking at it. And again, you're like bobbing and enjoying it. So like, it's never really gotten the lyrical thanks, for lack of a better term, like lyrical respect that it deserves, because it's a bop, you know, but it's lyrically intense and complex as well, you know, really well done. Yeah, I love that song.
Absolutely. You know what? I've noticed that with a lot of your songs. They are lyrically very complex, and there's a lot of, as you mentioned earlier, like innuendos and just little things. And the songs are so beautifully written and tell such a wonderful story. Each and every one. Really do enjoy like listening, actively listening to your songs. We're going to spin Hustle and Bustle and Live in the Moment. And then when we come back, you kind of mentioned a little bit more. You do some cool things with your mouth. And there was one song in particular, when you did this one live, it absolutely shattered my existence. And then I realized that there is a recording of it on Spotify. And I was like, this definitely has to go in the show.
My least streamed song.
Oh, and I don't know why. It's so good.
I think it's because it needs to be a live experience. But we'll talk about that after we listen to the song.
Absolutely. First, here's Hustle and Bustle. Hey, kill about track 7 once more.
A bit of kush. Now we only laughing. Yeah, the gunpowder is bamboo. We busting, pick some mango from the tree. Now the old lady cussing, carnival come around in Juve. We chipping, hard wine sipping. Talk about sweat, all are we dripping. Fire truck pull up, now it's water they're spraying. No fret, regrets, or worries. That is why I'm saying, I'm just a no. For a shadow to pass her. Still we didn't go late with a friend or stranger. Listen as the bassman come through the speaker. Paying tribute to the ones who came before us. Celebrating life while you're done, now we joyous. Yeah, we are we down, cause I try to deter us. At the end of the day, no, nothing gonna stop us. So when you're feeling down, home or stuck in the traffic, let me hear you sing the chorus. I'm just an old island soul. All this hustle and bustle show has taken its toll.
and watch the seeds that you're sowing. Stop, live in the moment. Responsibilities, you know you gotta own them. Stop, live in the moment. Take it day by day, just stay in your zone, girl. Stop, live in the moment. Live in the moment, stop. Been so many places in this brief time on earth. One thing I've realized, we underestimate our worth. Dead fighting, death biting, minds moldable as clay. Requesting, no questions, take heed to the words I say. Stop, live in the moment. Drive and fight and watch the seeds that you're sowing. Stop, live in the moment. Responsibilities, you know you gotta own them. Stop, live in the moment. Take it day by day, just stay in your zone, girl. Stop, live in the moment. Live in the moment, stop.
They say one in a million reach heights, and I'm trying to make it, but only one in a million survive because so many others are breaking. I'm overanalyzing, overstrategizing, overthinking everything, I'm feeling frustrated. So I better listen to Caleb.
Stop, live in the moment. Drive and fight and watch the seeds that you're sowing. Stop, live in the moment. Responsibilities, you know you gotta own them. Stop, live in the moment. Take it day by day, just stay in your zone, girl. Stop, live in the moment. Live in the moment, stop.
Get our youth in a crater and there is no hope. Tell them things will get better, but they feel is a joke. Reality contradicts all that they've ever known. To them, this tune is just another clone. It's us though, the record of life scratch. Shell like a truck, however, it's time to hatch. Babylon say, like I say, there is no match for the greatness within you. And that's just the fact, I know you feel it in your core. So what you're waiting for, just fly through the door. It's your turn to soar, and if the door is closed, then jump through the window. And if the window take you, then find another path. Break down the walls, put your feet in the grass. Forward judging, not the woes of the past. But don't get caught up in the rocket ship blast.
Stop, live in the moment. Drive and fight, watch the seeds that you're sowing. Stop, live in the moment. Responsibilities, you know you gotta own them. Stop, live in the moment. Take it day by day, just stay in your zone, girl. Stop, live in the moment. Live in the moment, stop. Stop, live in the moment. Drive and fight, watch the seeds that you're sowing. Stop, live in the moment. Responsibilities, you know you gotta own them. Stop, live in the moment. Take it day by day, just stay in your zone, girl. Stop, live in the moment. Live in the moment, stop.
Stop, live in the moment. 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 Stop.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We just listened to a couple of songs off of Caleb Hart's 2019 album, 11. Those songs are just, they're just so beautiful and they tell such wonderful stories. And speaking of super beautiful songs, one song that I really want to talk about that does not get enough attention on Spotify, but if you ever get a chance to see Caleb live, oh my God, did this song shatter my entire existence watching you do it live. It was Fugue State, which is a cappella, and it just, wow. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, so originally that song is one of Tasman Jude, my former band's songs. And I was touring New Zealand solo, like after I went solo and Tasman Jude went on an indefinite hiatus. And I was touring New Zealand, my first time touring New Zealand. And I get to Mount Maunganui, Tauranga, and there's like 300 people waiting to see me. I was like, what? Cool, you know? And I really just felt like I needed to do this song, but I didn't know how to play it on the guitar. So I kind of was like, I wonder if I could figure out how to do it on with my loop pedal using my voice. So, and when I wonder stuff musically, I don't really check and then do it. I just do it. And then if I fail, like it's because I'm okay with failure. Failure is life and that's okay. You know what I mean? So I just started. So I did the bass line and the one drop, right, with my mouth while beatboxing, and then the little, you know, bubble or skank, and then layered it, and then it was flawlessly executed, and you just saw, you know, hundreds of New Zealanders just like, what did we just experience? So then people are coming up to me asking me, you know, how did I do that? Or, you know, which parts of it were recorded prior? And I was like, no, I just built it from scratch with my voice. And they were like, what? And I was like, trust me, I know, like, this is crazy. And I've been doing it ever since. That was like 2016, I want to say. So 8 years ago, and just been doing it ever since. And the cool thing about it is like, for example, the one on Spotify is from Tidemark Theatre. Super good version of it, but you didn't experience that same version at Cocktails and Dracos because I'm doing a cappella looping. So yes, you're going to hear 80% the same thing, but I just do whatever I want. And I might do like different harmonies, a different melody, or add the shaker in there, or, you know, depends on the vibe, depends on what I have accessible and the sound as well. So that matters, you know, but yeah. And it's talking about, well, Fugue State says it all. It's the reality of this life and living in a state of confusion and not allowing it to be our mindset at all times, even though it's reality.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was such a mind-blowing song, both to just see live and then listen to on Spotify. Like, so different. You don't see enough people just going out there and doing that, you know?
It's raw. It's raw.
Yeah. And another song that I feel like kind of had the same message in a way where, like, you know, everything's so such a mess sometimes, but it's still wonderful. And you gotta accept the both was the oldest song I could find on Spotify, which was the 2015 single Beautiful Disaster. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
That's actually getting redone currently. It's because it never got on an album. So I'm working on my new album right now, and I'm actually going to put that song on it, even though it's 9 years old. I do it whatever I want. But it's such a good song. It's, and like you said, like, that is the point, right? Like, which one is gonna be your Lord? Which one are you gonna focus on? Because it's all true. Life is crappy sometimes. So are you gonna let it just be crappy and stay in that rut? Nah, I recommend not, you know.
That's awesome. Well, I'm super glad that you're going to be redoing that song and putting it on your new album that's coming out. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and give us a little precursor to what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, technically like 4 years in the making, if not nine. Yeah, I know. It's called Forward to the Roots. It's a compilation of some of, well, multiple of the singles I've released over the years that, you know, just didn't make it onto an album or have been released since my last album, 11, but songs that I genuinely love and think that are worthy of Forward to the Roots. And then lots of new stuff. It's going to be a 26 track album, inclusive of interludes, but 26. And I'm not going to give away much more, but I just finished a few more over the last few days. One I'm really excited about is called Zaboka, featuring Tanika Charles. And Zaboka is what we call avocado in Trinidad and Tobago. And yeah, so that's cool. It's very different to my usual, whatever that means, to my usual. And then I also finished a song called Emancipation, produced by Jaden Brown out here in Victoria. And my God, it's good. It's like anthemic, kind of more on the hustle and bustle vibes, but its own unique thing. And yeah, I don't know. There's so much going on. And then next week I'm getting into the studio again. And then the next week after that. So hoping for like a 2024 release, but it might be like spring of 2025. We're not sure yet. We'll see how the next few weeks go.
Right on. Well, we'll definitely be keeping an ear out on you for that. We're going to play those couple songs here, Beautiful Disaster and then Fugue State. And then when we come back, you sent me a handful of songs from some other incredible artists. One of them, I guess, is the producer on this last song here, Jaden Brown. But we will talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Beautiful disaster we call life. In this beautiful disaster we call life. In this beautiful disaster we call life. In this beautiful disaster. Back in the day, all the simple struggles always held me down. I remain in the gutter no longer. Let the beauty resound. In this beautiful disaster we call life. In this beautiful disaster we call life. In this beautiful disaster we call life.
us to recall life in this beautiful disaster. Two opposing realities are dueling to our swords. Oh Lord, how do I stay consistent without feeling distraught? Negativity surrounding infiltrates my thoughts. Self-condemnation, my worst enemy, like I've lost every time I fall. So choose to break free from this captivity. Disaster will come my way. So we choose to break free from this captivity. Let's focus on the beauty. Beautiful disaster we call life. Beautiful disaster. Beautiful disaster we call life. What's gonna be your master? Beautiful disaster we call life. Beautiful disaster. Beautiful disaster.
And you get riled up like you no longer live in reality. See Babylon system try to put me in captivity. I'm getting real fed up of the industry. There's a legitimate reason for my delinquency. Not gonna let them put a cap on my creativity. Sanity, no need for no analogies. I'm telling the truth deliberately. Eradicate hostility. True blissful simplicity. My lifestyle, the validity. Fertility consistently. I'm spreading the positivity with all idiosyncrasies. Individuality. What I'm rising up for you to see. Campbell River, I want you to be free. So I'm sing again now. Oh!
know sometimes it feels like there's no consistency. And you get riled up like you're no longer living reality. See, Babylon system try to put me in captivity. I'm getting real fed up of the industry. There's a legitimate reason for my delinquency. Not gonna let them put a cap on my creativity again now.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're just listening to a couple just singles from Caleb Hart. We had Beautiful Disaster and Fugue State, his like acapella song, which you need to go out of your way to see Caleb Hart live so you can hopefully see Fugue State performed live, because let me tell you, it was one of the most mind-blowing experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
Thing about Fugue State is it's even more rare to experience, because I often perform with my band Sonic Alley, right? So seeing me solo is even more rare. There's like 5 to 7 times per year, depending on where in the world I am, that happens. So it's like extra, like, you know, be very attentive. But it is something to experience for sure.
Oh, well, I feel extra blessed that I got to experience that then. You sent me a handful of songs as well that were just absolutely amazing. One of them was Flower by Poncho and Jaden Brown. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about the song Flower and Poncho and Jaden Brown?
Yeah, so I just met these youths. I'm calling them youths because I'm old, not because they're, you know, children, but, you know, they're in their like early 20s. Super talented guys. Jaden's like Jamaican and Canadian. Poncho is from Ghana, and they're making waves. It's pretty cool to see, you know, and just see like persons of color in Canada just making waves and doing well, you know, like musically and stuff. It's really cool. So yeah, Poncho just released his EP, I believe debut EP, and Jaden or Jay Brown or whatever he's going to go by, he produced it. But then on this song, Flower, Jaden also gives a little snippet of his talent as a vocalist and lyricist as well. So I figured, why not, you know, showcase them on Background Noise, because it's good, like really good. And I think you agree, that's why you chose it, right? It's a really good song, good youths, good heart, you know, and then just sweet message.
Absolutely. No, I jammed out super hard to that song, and it instantly went in just my regular rotation playlist, because it is a beautiful song. And I mean, really, all the songs that you sent me were absolutely gorgeous. Another one was Grateful by TK the Artist and Mark McCoo.
Oh, yeah. And I think I could be wrong, but I think Jay Brown also produced that.
Damn, this guy's everywhere.
But TK, yeah, TK the Artist, like Jay has produced lots of his stuff as well. So pretty cool. And I didn't even really think of that. These are just, again, like TK's originally from Nigeria. You know, he's opened for me a few times. Just sweetheart, talented guy. He drums while lead singing. Like, so pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, that is super cool. And yeah, I noticed that when I was just looking at pictures on his Instagram of TK the Artist there, because I am a huge fan of when somebody can do that. I think it's one thing to be able to like sing and play guitar or like something like that, but when you can sing and drum at the same time, oh my God. So we're going to play that one right away here and Flower. But then we're also going to spin one more that you sent me, and it was All I Want by Golden Ganga and Tugstar. Why don't you tell me quick about that song?
Yeah, so man, this is like so many cool... I don't know if it's because I'm an immigrant. I'm just like elated about this, but it's like Tugstar is Jamaican, Jonelle is Jamaican, I think born in Canada. And then Ganga, Golden Ganga is Mexican. And they're huge in Mexico. I mean, like I'm talking, if you see the video, the footage from their shows, you'd be like, what the heck? How do I not know who they are? You know what I mean? But anyway, just released that like an album together with Tugstar, like collaborative. And Tugstar is just, you know, bridging of mine, living on the West Coast. And we've collaborated a few times with Salsaul Collective and then live with his new thing, Dancehall Business and stuff. And again, just quality, right? I'm not just sending you music because it's friends or because it's immigrants. That would be crazy. But, you know, good music. That's a bop. That's like, oof. And like, you know, it's Spanish reggae. And then when Tugstar hits you with the authentic dance hall, proper voice, and then Jonelle's voice is sweet as heck. Yeah, just magic. I don't know. And man, those three songs are so different as well. Three completely different types of music. Well, coming from different parts of the world, and but all making possible because, you know, living in Western Canada. Pretty cool.
And, you know, I think that's one of my favorite things about the Canadian music scene, and I think that's something that's super overlooked, is because Canada is such a cultural melting pot just with people, we have so many different cultures coming in and bringing their home country sound, whether it's, you know, you with your island soul. We had Kesdora on a while ago, which is like an Arabian funk band. Empanadas Ilegales, which is a psychedelic cumbia band out of BC. Those guys slap so hard. I can't say enough good things about those guys. Oh, they are just absolutely incredible. I've gotten to do poster art for them as well. And I love so much when people are able to bring a little bit of their culture and their sound here. And even when we look at like Canada's Indigenous artists as well, I love when they bring in, you know, their original hand drums, or they have like the chanting in the back. Violent Ground did a great job of that in a bunch of their songs. And I think it's just absolutely wonderful. We are going to spin that handful of songs there. We got Grateful, we got Flower, and we got All I Want. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back a little bit to your songs.
For when the sun's still shining, you always know that I'm grateful. Even when the storm feels violent, you always know that I'm grateful. Shout out to my nails riding, all my guys still fighting. Celebrate this movement. You always know that I'm grateful. Know that I'm grateful. Getting what I play for, getting what we pray for. Living that abundant life, loving and you're hateful. Careful what you wish for, whatever you see you find. Wished upon a shooting star, hoping one day it'll come through. Deepest parts of who we are, let us hear so I can find you. In the middle, rolling into, shaking up the ocean, causing ripples, little kindle. Now we're riding on this tidal wave. So even when the sun stops shining, you always know that I'm grateful. Even when the storm feels violent, you always know that I'm grateful. Shout out to my guys still fighting. Celebrate this movement. You always know that I'm grateful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see it in your eyes, but the roof of this motherfucking place. When I get a little taste, you can make a list. Let me handle it. Push it all on me. Are you with the shit? You've been talking all these crazy things. Girl, you got my heart on string. So even when the sun's still shining, you always know that I'm grateful. Even when the storm feels violent, you always know that I'm grateful. Shout out to my nails riding, all my guys still fighting. Celebrate this movement. You always know that I'm grateful. We'll be right back.
fly, I never trade you for nobody. Ready to catch a grenade for ya. Ready to walk through fire for ya. Ready to crash the mountains for ya. I'll do everything cause I will care for you.
Never change, no play no game.
su sola energía. Aunque no lo intente, suele ser mi guía. Su vibe en mi vida es una movida inmensa, gigante, rotunda, vibrante. Y...
Girl, no me lo adelante. Every second girl, you're doing on my mind. Girl, you make me out of sleep, I beat, I keep my beat. You work, you sweet, you turn me off, you rewind.
Me besé el corazón roto, surgió un loto. Ya soy su devoto, la escucho y floto. Soy su favorito, ay, está contenta porque yo lo orbito.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting with Caleb Hart, an island soul musician originally from Tobago, but now out on Vancouver Island. We just listened to a handful of songs that C sent us there. We got Grateful, TK the Artist. We got Flower from Poncho and Jaden Brown. And we got All I Want. And there's a whole lineup on that song. We got Golden Ganga, Tug Star Dumigo, and Janelle. I'll, of course, have that all linked for you in the bio. So it's really easy because I know you're going to want to add it to your playlist. Easy for you to find later on. But I want to talk a little bit about your music again. Specifically, I want to talk a little bit about your 2017 EP, Island Soul. Why don't you tell me a bit about that EP?
Yeah, so I won, well, not some sort of, not a grant, but like this, not a competition. Basically, I got chosen due to all the work I've been doing over the years and stuff. And then they gifted me, I guess, a grant of sorts to then use this, record in the studio for, you know, with this particular amount of money. I think it was like $3,000 or something like that. So it actually was in Edmonton, Sound Extractor Studio. And so went to Sound Extractor, you know, so studio and engineer, and had these songs. And I'm a singer, right? Like I play djembe and I'm a singer. But, you know, I could dabble in other instruments and stuff. Well, other than the bass on Homeland and the steel pan on Homeland, I think it was, out of those five songs, I recorded every single instrument that you hear on there. So I did guitar, piano, drums, djembe, congas, you know, many auxiliary percussions, lots of obviously singing. I said guitar already, like bass as well on some of the songs, like tons of stuff. Then looping as well, etc. And it was kind of like my reintroduction when I went solo, because everyone knew who Tasman Jude was at the time, you know, and I wanted to like really strip it back, but then also like showcase my diversity. So in five songs, as you probably know, it's like five very different songs. There's no cohesion in that EP. It's kind of like five singles put into, or, you know, five separate songs put into a little collective, but was really cool. And then, yeah. And then, so that was a big feat in my career as a musician, you know, because I did all the instrumentation and stuff myself, or most of it. And then we created, me and my best friend, Joshua Telfer, who you would have met at Cocktails and Jerk. He does my videography. So him and I designed a fold out CD thing that has explanations and lyrics as well. And there were only like 500 ever made or something like that. So that was really, it's like kind of a collector's item. Island Soul was, again, like the reintroduction. Who is Caleb Hart outside of just being the lead singer of Tasman Jude? Yeah, and I'm really proud of it. I'm actually redoing Homeland to go on Forward to the Roots, because just again, like I think it really fits Forward to the Roots and it didn't get the justice it deserves. Yeah. So, and then one of the songs featuring Scribe, who's old friend of mine, rapper, That's one of my oldest songs I've ever written. So that song I originally wrote in like 2001 maybe, like started writing, and then same with soul, like I started writing in like 2005, and then some songs take me 6 minutes, some songs take me 6 years. That's what I always say. I'm like, so Island Soul is a really eclectic mix of those things. And then When I'm With You, I wrote when I was 14 years old. So yeah, that's the reality of that EP.
That's amazing. I love that. And you know, we're actually going to spin When I'm With You, because that was just a good old, I felt like a good old classic love song.
Yeah, 15-year-old Caleb agrees with you.
Well, before we spin that, I know it's been a very long time since you wrote that one, but can you tell me a little bit more about that song?
Yeah, ironically, I performed that song for the first time in many years. Like, actually, the day before Cocktails and Jerk at my show in Victoria, I performed it. But, you know, it was kind of like my first real girlfriend, you know, at the time. We dated for like 2 years, and she used to like, she grew up a little more rich, and like they would always go on vacations. So that's why I say, like, you know, even when you're gone, you know, kind of thing. I just want you here, or whatever I say. And well, one thing is wrong, the fact that you are gone. I think about the rest, and the rest is blessed, but I'm still missing you. Yeah. When I'm with you. Yeah. And that was, it was truth. You know, I was 15-year-old romantic, whatever you want to call it. And I was just writing the truth. That's all I've ever tried to do, is write the truth. Reflection of how I feel, what's going on in the world, how I feel about it, etc. So that was that.
Amazing. We are going to spin that song right away here. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. But I do have one more song I want to talk about. And this one is also, it's really hard to pick favorite Caleb Hart song, but this one, there's something about this song in particular that can just lift me out of a deep dark hole, and I'm obsessed with this one. But we'll talk about it when we come back. This is When I'm With You.
When I'm with you, what we share is pure bliss, and I never knew the Almighty would have blessed me like this. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide, I think about your touch. I love the way we are. And even though you're away, you're right here in my heart. While thing is wrong, the fact that you are gone. I think about the rest, and the rest is blessed, but I'm still missing you. When I'm with you, what we share is pure bliss, and I never knew the Almighty would have blessed me like this. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide, I think about your touch. I love the way we are. And even though you're away, you're right here in my heart. While one thing is wrong, the fact that you are gone. I think about the rest, and the rest is blessed, but I'm still missing you.
To my darling, my elegant empress, daughter the king, yes, you're a princess. Just want you to know that you're the best, so I give you my everything and nothing less. To my darling, my elegant empress, daughter the king, yes, you're a princess. Want you to know that you're the best, so I give you my everything and nothing less.
When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor. When I'm with you, you're my empress.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Caleb Hart, the Island Soul musician, currently out of Vancouver Island, but originally from Tobago. We just listened to When I'm With You, a song that he wrote when he was like 14, 15 years old, which was just adorable. But it was off of his 2017 EP, Island Soul. But before we go, I do want to talk about one more song. And I think aside from Hustle and Bustle, this one might be one of my favorites because it's just like, it just lifts me out of a deep, dark hole. Some days. It is Sunshiny Days from your 2017 album. Yeah, Origination. And you did this one with the Royal Youths as well. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, so that song has some depth to the inception of it. I was on tour and the band that I was on tour with was like continuing the tour, but without me, I had to go back to do some of my own shows. And this guy that was touring with us for a few days, just kind of like liaison and, you know, helping us out, he offered to give me a ride. So like a 4.5 hour drive out of his way. But so he had offered to give me a ride and everyone's like, oh, you're such a sweetheart, man. You sure? Da, da, da. And then on the drive down, he told me the reason that he can give me a ride or could give me a ride is he has to go attend his friend's funeral, like near where I needed to be. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. It was a super rainy West Coast wintry day. And, you know, we had a really good heart to heart on the drive. And then when we were close to my house, we were going to be passing his parents' house and he had to like his suit or something there. He was like, do you mind if I just, you know, pop in, get my suit, da, 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 you know, kind of get ready for the funeral? I was like, nah, brother, no problem. You know, thanks so much. So, you know, he's like, come inside, man. And I walk in and there's a piano like 7 feet from the entrance right in front of me. So I meet his parents and kind of, I'm just like, hey, I don't really play piano, but do you mind if I just kind of play a little bit? I was feeling really intense about the conversation we'd had and stuff. So I sit down and for some stupid Caleb Hart reason, I get out my Facebook and go on Facebook Live. Like I have not played a key yet. I'm not a pianist, right? So I go on Facebook Live and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm playing. Okay. So I'm just like, you know, and I start playing and singing sunshiny days. Oh, oh. So I freestyled this song on Facebook Live, come off of Facebook Live, fast forward, you know, he goes to the funeral, drops me, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. 2 years passes or something like that. And my bass player for the Royal Youths brings it up in the studio like, oh, bro, what about that one time you went on Facebook Live? And I'm just like, what are you talking? Like, which one? You know, what are you talking about? He's like, and he starts playing like the bass, you know, well, the bass, what the bass line would be. He's like, he couldn't fully remember, but it was etched in his mind what the baseline would be. Does that make sense? So Carl Williams, his name, he's like Juno nominated, was part of Stabilo back in the day. Probably too old for you. But anyway, and he's like, you know, it was like sunshiny days. And he's trying to sing it to me. I'm like, oh. And then the whole band just starts playing. Like they've never heard it before. I don't remember it. And I was just like, even when the rain is falling. And I just start freestyling. And Sunshiny Days became a Caleb Hart and the Royal Youth song and went on the Origination EP because of it. And it's one of my most performed songs. I will sing that solo, duo, trio, band, doesn't matter. That is a vital song. I wouldn't say it's not my best or blah, 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 whatever that even means, but it is important. The message is important. And I still feel the same way you feel about it. And that's important, you know what I mean? So just to bring a little hope, a little sunshine, because even though we can't see it when it's cloudy, the sun is still there. So just holding on to that reality in our life, you know?
Oh, beautiful. I have chills just talking about it or thinking about that song. It is such a beautiful song and a beautiful message. And just, I think it's important to listen to. We're going to spin it right away here, but before we do and before we wrap up the show, is there, I know you already alluded to a new album coming up, but is there anything else we should be keeping an ear out on you for?
Man, there's so much, to be honest. I feel like this is the busiest like time of my entire career, which is incredible. I'm working on new music with my new project Sonic Alley. Look out for that. That is gonna be mind-blowing, like musicality, the songwriting is ridiculous. And then working on a collaboration EP with Edmonton's Uzila. I have a bunch of songs together that we're working on. I'm probably gonna forget stuff, so I'm just saying. And then of course my new album's coming out soon, Forward to the Roots. And yeah, just, I don't know, stay tuned, watch closely, forget the algorithms, purposefully look for me because they're not going to show you my posts. You know what I mean? And yeah, just keep supporting live music, keep supporting art.
Amazing. Well, thank you again so much for coming on the show, Caleb. I really do appreciate it. It was so good to chat with you, hear a little bit more about the songs. And of course, I will link you in the description and the bio so everybody can follow you and find you super easily, because Caleb is an artist you're going to want to keep your eyes and ears on. For sure. This is Sunshiny Days.
Oh, oh. Yeah. Oh, oh. Sunshiny Days. Oh, oh. Sunshiny Days. Oh, oh, oh. Even when the rain is falling.
A whole lot of doubt. I know I've sure been through those seasons of drought. You're stuck in a rut and there's like no way out. All my spiritual warriors know what I'm talking about. Not trying to be cliche, but it'll be okay. Cause even in the times that you can't feel the sun rays shining on your spirit, you can do it. Don't quit, push through, stick with it.
Sunshiny days, oh, oh. Sunshiny days, never gonna wait, no, no. Sunshiny days, oh, 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 sunshiny days, oh, oh, oh. Even when the rain is falling, even when snow is coming down, even when it's minus 10.
Seasons are drought. You're stuck in a rut and there's like no way out. All my spiritual warriors know what I'm talking about. Not trying to be cliche, but it'll be okay. Cause even in the times that you can feel the sun rays shining on your spirit, you can do it. Don't quit, push through, stick with it.
Sunshiny days.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.